Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. And we just want to say welcome to this Open Heaven on tonight. We welcome you, each and every one. We're grateful to the Lord for bringing us back again, amen, Jesus, to this open heaven, amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm excited for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, we got to say it. The Lord is doing us well, amen, and we just bless him tonight. We glorify him for his goodness, for his grace on tonight, amen. Jesus, listen, people of God, while you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast as well, amen. Go ahead and invite someone, glory to God. Don't try to get it all for yourself. But people of God, we want you to invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite. Amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful. Listen, invite a young child tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Just invite someone. Amen. Invite someone on tonight. We are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. people of God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited, amen. I'm excited on tonight, people of God. I am excited. Yes, I am, and I know that you are too. So while you're coming in, we want you to just go ahead and invite someone to come on in and be with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite someone young. Invite someone older. Invite someone. Amen. Just invite. Invite. Amen. Jesus, we don't want to keep it all to ourselves, but we want to invite someone to come and be with us. Amen. This is day number 22. Amen. This is day number 22 of our 40 days of prayer. Amen. This is day number 22 of our 40 days of prayer. Glory be to God, running right in line with our All Saints 40-day fast of intercession as given by our late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Glory be to God. And the Lord just directed us to pull. Amen. Just go with the prayer point, amen, of our fast of intercession, because we are interceding on behalf of others. Amen. And we want you to go ahead, people of God, and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Glory be to God. We are indeed excited. Amen, Jesus. While you're doing that, just want to give honors to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just want to thank him, glory be to God, for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory be to God, senior apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, Jesus. Just blessing the Lord. Amen, for he's my pastor as well. Amen. So, people of God, we're not going to hold you on tonight, but we do want to thank God for our PNN advisors. Thank you for our prayer warriors. Just want to thank him for each and everyone, for you, people of God. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to just jump right in. Amen, Jesus, as you're getting your hearts and minds ready. Glory to God. We want to have our scripture reading on tonight by Sister Mary Hollins. And people of God, as we know, the woman of God on tonight, she has a long-standing commitment here with the PNN for as long as the Lord will say. Glory to God. And it's none other than the woman of God, amen, that interceded on last night. And tonight, people of God, we're going to be interceding for world missions, amen, for the harvest. Glory to God. We're interceding for the harvest on tonight, amen. Glory to God. So if you will, people of God, again, go ahead and invite someone to come. Glory to God. And we're going to have, you know, Sister Mary Hollins, that she will come and give us our scriptures. And then right after her, people of God, we're going to bring forth our prayer warrior tonight. Glory to God, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, Sister Mary. Sister Mary. Sister Mary, can you hear me? Wait, hold on. Let's see what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. God bless you.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the St. Matthew, the 5th through the 16th verse. These 12 Jesus sent forth and command them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritan, enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey. Neither two coats, neither shoe, nor yet stars, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is in it is worth it, and there abide till ye go thence. As when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worth it, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worth it, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I read to you the 10th chapter of St. Matthew, the 5th through the 16th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Tonight we give God the glory and the praise for this night. And we give God thanks for all of you that have gathered one more time. And we give honor to Jesus Christ, most of all, who is the head of our life, and to our leaders and every leader that is connected tonight, everyone that is connected tonight, the leaders of PNN, Evangelist Bradley. We do give hallelujah tonight, God, the praise, glory to God for this night. Hallelujah for bringing us together one more time. And we are dealing with world mission. Bless his name. And how many of you know tonight the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few? Bless his name. And I'll go straight into the prayer tonight. But before I go, I will just read maybe some new people on the line and didn't hear the scriptures. But I'll read the scriptures before I start. Matthew chapter 24 and 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, hallelujah, Jesus, go. God is saying, go tonight, people, go. Hallelujah, go. Jesus, I feel this. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling, hallelujah, God, this word tonight. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And so God is saying he is commanding us. This is not something that we feel like doing when we feel like doing. But God said this is for the whole everybody that is a part of the body of Christ. He said, I am commanding you. Teaching them to teach these people that we go to meet to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Mark chapter 16, 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Nobody should be left out. Hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So you just can't get saved. He said, believe and baptize. Many people say, but they have yet to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And so it is important for not only to believe, but you got to be baptized. It's a command from God so that you shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. So some people, even though they saved, they have not been baptized. God is saying tonight, you have to believe and be baptized, else you're going to be damned. If you don't believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils and speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. These are the things God is showing us that will happen when we go out. These things are supposed to take place when we go out. You can take up a serpent, and it's in the Bible where Paul took up a serpent and he did not get bite. And so God is showing us here what he expects us to do and how he's going to protect us. Luke 24:45-48 says, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And so tonight, God wants us to understand by putting these scriptures out here first before we pray, hallelujah, to understand why we are praying for mission, to understand what God's heart is. He wants us to know his heart. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, then he opened their understanding. And I declare tonight, glory to God, that the understanding of your people, us, your people, be opened, and that they might understand the scriptures. and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. The only way sins can be washed away or only way repentance can be made is in the name of Jesus among all nations. And he said, go and start at Jerusalem first. Now, there's another scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 18, but it has a lot of scriptures, and I will not go into that. Hallelujah, but I am going to go into prayer. Father, tonight, as we come before you, nothing, God, in our hands we bring. We come to thank you, glory to God, for another chance and another moment, oh God, in your presence. We cannot pray without your presence. We cannot do nothing without your presence, God. Even as I present myself to you, God, before these people, Lord, let me increase so that you can increase in the midst of this prayer. Father God, sit me down right now so your Holy Ghost can rise up on the inside, God, to pray tonight. You said the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, tonight is the one that prays with groanings that cannot be uttered by human voice. And so, God, I push myself back so that you would be pushed forward in the name of Jesus in the midst of this prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come one more time on this PNN, looking unto you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We come to you tonight in no other name, the only name that you give us whereby men may be saved. Glory to God is the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name, glory to God, given under heaven tonight whereby men must be saved. And so we come lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we love you tonight and we praise you. We lift you up in this hour. We magnify your great and awesome name. You are hallelujah right now. God, are worthy to be praised. Oh, glory to God, you are worthy of all the glory, the honor and the thanks tonight. We praise you, God, for being so good to all. Oh, God, all of us tonight. Hallelujah, God, all the thanks and praise belong to you in this last hour, God. We don't have no more time, Jesus. We are in the last hour, mighty God. You are the only true and the only living God. And beside you, there is no other God. There is none to be compared to you. In the name of Jesus, every other God was made by the hands of man that they cannot hear, they cannot see, they cannot smell, and they cannot taste. In the name of Jesus, you have the ability to create, God. Hallelujah, mighty God, on tonight. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, known and unknown. God, whatever we commit against you in this day, any sin today, Holy Ghost tonight, we come confessing our sins, God, unto you, God, so that our prayers will go through tonight. In the name of Jesus, we honor you with the fruit of our lips. If it had not been you, glory to God, if it had not been your mercy, God, if it had not been your grace, oh God, where would we be? We owe you a praise tonight. In the name of Jesus, we would not be on PNN tonight if it had not been you. We would not be connected from every nation tonight if it had not been you tonight. And so we are grateful, God, for PNN tonight. We are grateful for every prayer line. Hallelujah, God, all over this world where your people are connected in the name of Jesus. We, my God, we had a million tongues, a trillion tongues, 100 tongues. It will never be enough to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you really deserve. We thank you for saving our souls and making us whole by the precious blood of Jesus that you shed, God. You shed your blood to redeem our soul from a burning hell. You shed your blood to redeem us from the sting and the cold hands of death and sin. Glory to God. We do praise you. Hallelujah, God, for not giving up on us. In the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, for the things that you have done. We are grateful for the things, God, that you have done and about to do. But most of all, we are praising you tonight for who you are. You are the only wise, omnipotent God, omniscience God, omnipresence God, omniscient God, potentate King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the first, you are the last. Oh God, you deserve a praise. You deserve to be worshipped, feared, and adored. You are the only wise God, the only soon coming King. In the name of Jesus, there is none God like you. No other God, no one God in the heaven, in the earth, under the earth can be compared to you. You are awesome beyond our comprehension. Our words cannot explain. Glory to Jesus, go Shatta. Ooh, glory to Yahshekeh, oh God, our words, God, are inadequate. It cannot explain the love you have for us, Jesus. I don't understand your love, God, that no matter how much we mess up, you still love us the same. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you, God, for your blood. We appreciate you for the great things you have done, God, for us in the name of Jesus. And what you are doing now, right now, as we gather on this prayer line, we thank you, God, that you will move in the midst of this prayer tonight. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for what you're about to do. Hallelujah, in the lives of those who you have chosen to go in the highways and the byways to compel men to come. We can never praise you enough, God, with the fruit of our lips this afternoon or tonight. Wherever we are, God, we worship and adore you. We just want to tell you, God, one more time that we love you more than anything. You are the God. You are God. You are God alone or by yourself. You are the only true and the only living God. Hallelujah. Tonight, everything exists because of you. Everything in heaven and in earth and under the earth, it exists because of you. You deserve the glory tonight, Father. Glory to Jesus Christ on tonight. Glory to God tonight. Go share, yes, God, glory. Glory, glory, glory on tonight. We give you honor tonight, God. Heaven and earth adores you. Angels bow before you, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, who are we not to bow before the Creator? Who are we not to bow on our faces and on our knees to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise? The angels have never sinned, but we have sinned and been redeemed by your blood. So who are we not to bow in reverence to you? Hallelujah, God, from the bottom of our hearts to the depth of our souls, we love and appreciate you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, our words, God, cannot define who you really are. Our words are inadequate to define you, my God, tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of our shortcomings. We do give you glory. You mandate of a host, hallelujah, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we bring, God, oh God, this the request of those before you, God, concerning mission work. We thank you, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. You are able, God, to do it in their lives. You are able, God, to open that door before them. In the name of Jesus, you said, God, in the name of Jesus, that we must look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord God, for thinking about us in this hour. We enter your gates with thanksgiving tonight, and we enter your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God. Many don't have the chance to come to praise you. A devil shandor of a host. They are dead right now, and you said the dead cannot praise you. And so while we have a chance, God, we come to praise you unto tonight. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, people of God, tonight, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. His truth is everlasting tonight. His word standing sure, and it's our security. So we thank you tonight, Jesus, for the word of God that is spirit. Your word is life. Your word is truth. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. God, the word of God is our strength. The word of God is our guideline for our lives. The word of God is our instruction tonight to make it in the kingdom. The word of God is our source. It is our food. It is our healer. It is our keeper. Without the word, there is no hope of salvation. There is no hope of eternal salvation. Without the word of God, there is no eternal life. Without the word of God, thank you, Jesus, for we are kept and saved by the word of God. Thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for taking on flesh and coming down, God, and dying to redeem us by shedding your blood so that we can have everlasting life. We can never praise you for the sacrifice that you made by the love that you showed on Calvary, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come together to pray and stand in agreement for the harvest tonight, for mission work tonight, for outreach ministries, glory to God, on tonight. Release your angels to go forth and minister to those who, oh my God, you have already chosen from the foundation of the world to be a part of your kingdom. Hallelujah, God, you have commissioned us to go out. Hallelujah, God, you said it is time to reach out. The harvest, oh God, is plenteous, but the laborers are fewer. We are depending on you to lead, guide. Oh, glory to Jesus tonight, and direct us in the path that we should go. Father God, in Jesus' name, order our steps in this hour to reach those who belong to you. You said in John, my God, the book of John chapter 17, that you did not pray for the world, but you prayed for those that your Father gave you. God, we got to understand, people of God, tonight, hallelujah, God, Jesus did not pray for the whole world. John chapter 17 and 9, Jesus said, I pray for them. Who them? He's praying for those that the Father gave him. He said, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. We got to pray strategic prayers. We're praying for the harvest. We're praying for those that belong to the kingdom. We are praying for the remnant tonight, because the world will never be saved. But there is, hallelujah, tonight, there is a people that go shatter. Yes, God, I hear you, that you're bringing out from among a people. Hallelujah, God, that would be a part of the church, that will be a part of your kingdom. We pray tonight, God, that everyone that belong to your kingdom, we shall reach them. Hallelujah. We shall go and reach them. Hallelujah. You did not come, oh God, in vain. You did not shed your blood in vain. But there is a people. Hallelujah, God. There is an election by grace. Hallelujah. That we must reach for the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. Glory to God. Release it tonight. Release your fire, God, tonight. Release your presence tonight. In the Nikashete, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we need greater discernment to reach those that your Father give you in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we bring world mission to you from every country, every nation, every city, every state, we bring before you every evangelism team, every outreach, hallelujah, tonight. Oh, glory to God tonight. Every outreach ministry, yeah, God. Yes, God, we bring it to you tonight. Hallelujah, God, every outreach that is reaching the poor and the needy. Hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. Ministries that are reaching the less fortunate tonight. Ministries that is reaching to the sick and the shut in. People that lay their lives on the line to travel to places, not knowing if they're going to make it back home, just to carry this gospel, just to reach the harvest. Glory to Jesus. Oh God, for your kingdom, people that risk their lives to go where drug dealers are, to go reach the drug addicts and the gang bangers. Oh, God, that would reach out to those on drugs and alcohol in the name of Jesus, that reach out to people that go through abuse. Oh, God, cover them with the blood of Jesus, that risk their lives for the gospel by going out, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the places that someone, so many were there to go. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, they are being faced with abuse. They're being cursed at. They're being put in prison. They're being persecuted for the sake of the gospel. Remember them tonight. Remember those that traveled by faith without money, without nothing, to declare your word. But we declare tonight that the blood of Jesus is over them, that you would cover them with the blood, that are going through great persecution, till God win the harvest, to go and win souls. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. And that you, Lord, will make provisions for them. You promised to supply every need. You said, when we go, carry nothing for the journey. Hallelujah, God. In Luke chapter 9, hallelujah, 1 to 6, you said, then he called the 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over the devils to cure diseases. Father God, what's happening in the church? Hallelujah, God. A devil being cast out, God, is cured, God. My Shandobo fire. As God, is diseases in the church is being cured. We quick to run to the doctor. We quick to trust medication. But you're saying, God, you gave us power over devils, hallelujah, to cure diseases in the name of Jesus. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. What's the matter now, Zion? Hallelujah, God, is the sick being healed in your presence, God. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff nor scrip, in the name of Jesus. He said to them, don't take no bread, no money, no money, no money, no money, neither have two coats. Glory to God. God is speaking tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, and whatsoever house you enter in, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your foot for a testimony against them. God is saying, stop waiting on people to give you something. Stop waiting until you see a breakthrough. Stop waiting on money, because he said, go without nothing. That means have faith. That means trust him. Today, people depend on money, and my God, a Cadillac and a good hotel room before they can go where God said to go. But he's saying in this word, go without nothing. Don't take no money. Don't take two cloaks. Don't take, my God, nothing. For wherever you meet, hallelujah, God, he will take care and supply your need. And the Bible say, and they departed and went to the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. They didn't procrastinate. They went where Jesus told them to do. They didn't just go to one place. The Bible said they went to different towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Where is the healing? Hallelujah, God. The people in the world came to them for healing, but the church is going to the doctors for healing. My God, help us. We need deliverance. We need faith in you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. We declare tonight that you will open doors and make ways in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. That is needed for world mission. Open financial doors for world missions and outreach to be accomplished in this last hour. We come together tonight, bringing before you, God, apostles and bishops, pastors and prophets, prophetess and teachers, missionaries, evangelists, ministers, even those without titles that do things behind the scene, that my Lord of the hosts, that go out and reach out, those that get on their phones or different apps to declare your gospel, to preach on the phone line like PNN, that is reaching the lost, that must go glory to God on tonight, that those, my God, that the can't shed here, Lord God, tonight. Help me, Jesus, the lost ones and the dying ones. The world is dying, and God gave man the wisdom to make these phones, to make these laptops, to make, oh God, all of these apps. We can reach you on Facebook tonight. We can reach you on Twitter tonight. We can reach you on the radio. Hallelujah. So God made it possible for where we can't reach, then it can reach by phone. It could reach by some type of device. And so we give God praise for the wisdom of men to create these devices to reach millions of people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We pray for those that carry the gospel, that travel far and wide to build ministries, to build churches, to win souls for the kingdom. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you place around them, each and every one that makes the sacrifice, that leaves off to follow you. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke the prince of the powers of the air. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke the rulers of the darkness of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bind and we rebuke spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus, we dismantle God and neutralize, pull down, and destroy. We uproot and annihilate every demonic interference and interruption that is in high alert right now, God, that is on an assignment to stop and to block world harvest from taking place. Hallelujah, God. We declare tonight that the harvest, God, is coming in. Hallelujah, God. They will not block world harvest anymore because you're ready to do a quick word. Hallelujah, Jesus. They've got a sign to stop outreach ministries, but we declare victory on tonight. Hallelujah, God. They're stopping. Witches and warlocks are on an assignment to stop outreach ministries from moving forward, to hinder evangelism from happening. But, oh God, we declare victory tonight. We come together as one voice tonight to petition your throne room on behalf of those who are giving up all to follow you, those who have made up their minds to face death and persecutions for the sake of winning the loss. Cover them with your shed blood. Hide them behind the shadow of your cross tonight. In the mighty name, oh God of Jesus, we rebuke all the plans of the enemy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, shut down, God, every satanic altar and every satanic mirror and every satanic shrine with our names on it to stop and to block us. Every demonic activity that is a sign to block and to stop the move of God on this line tonight. In our lives, the blood of Jesus is against you tonight, devil. Hallelujah, mighty God. Glory to God, they're assigned, hallelujah, to discourage us. Some people are discouraged. Some people don't give up and throw in the towel. Some people feel defeated. But glory to God, we are not defeated. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've got to make up our mind to do it what God say. Do what God say to do. No matter what it takes. Hallelujah, Jesus. The souls that are putting their lives on the line. Hallelujah, God, we pray for their strength right now. Satan, the Lord Jesus rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood, we declare the blood, we release the blood, oh, the blood is against you tonight, not tomorrow, but tonight. We cancel and rebuke every demonic force operating against this prayer right now that is going forth. We cancel you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We shut down and destroy, neutralized by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Every illegal activity and agendas and assignment that is operating, God, to the hemisphere, the stratosphere, God, we cancel it right now. That is, oh God, demons that are working over the regions, hallelujah, that is a sign to restrict the word of God from being preached to every nation. We cancel you right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing, God. Thank you, God, about Shandar Bahosa. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh God, right now. In Jesus' name. Oh God, Dobo Shekandar Bahosa. No weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us to reach the hungry and the poor, the needy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the homeless. No weapon that is formed will stop or block us from reaching out. Those that seem to have no hope, we will reach them in the name of Jesus. Those that seem to be destitute and all alone, we will reach them in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against those that are assigned to reach prisoners, to go into prison and the jailhouses. It shall not prosper. And those in rehabilitating centers, the weapon shall not prosper. You want us to go out. And so we come to thank you, Lord, for the release on tonight. Thank you, God, for the breakthrough for world mission and world harvest. Oh, God, hey, Shanda Bahaya. Yes, God, tonight. Those are who are assigned to mentally challenged people. Oh, God, that need, God, their minds to be regulated. Those who are assigned to retirement centers and hospital ministries, the sick and the shut-in. We pray for their strength and for doors to open. This pandemic shut down a lot of facilities, but God, I declare this is the hour you're going to open it back up, because we need to reach the harvest. We need to reach the lost. We need to reach the sick and the shut-in. We need to go, God, oh God, in juveniles, delinquency centers. We need to reach the children. We need to reach the youth. Make it possible, God. We declare tonight no weapon formed against those that are being placed in prison cells to restrict them from completing their assignment. Many Christians are being put in prison to stop them from preaching. But God, you brought Paul and Silas out. You brought Peter out of jail. Hallelujah, God. And they continue to preach the gospel. We declare that you are the same God. You are Bakando Robohosa. We declare their release right now from that prison bar. In the name of Jesus, may the jailhouse begin to rock. May the bars flew open. And may, God, your people that are spreading the gospel in foreign countries, that are being restricted from Bibles, that are restricted from praying, that are restricted from witnessing, you're going to move it, God. You're going to move Jesus. You're moving right now. We release the blood of Jesus against the enemy's camp to defeat Satan right now in the name of glory to God of Jesus on tonight. Satan, you are defeated, and the blood of Jesus, Almighty God, is against you right now. We release the fire, Omando Roko Shata Bakashete, of God against every demonic force. You said in your word, when the enemy Kasheke, yes, God, comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard against him, God. Lift up a standard right now against, God, every hindrance that is sent to block world mission, that is sent to stop God evangelism. Hallelujah, God, we are unstoppable. We are immovable. Nothing by any means will restrict us and stop us in this last hour. Thank you for the moving, oh God, on behalf of everyone that makes a sacrifice to follow you. In the name of Jesus, you will fight for everyone that has given up houses and given up their land and their children that have, my God, that have given up everything, given up houses, God, to walk away from everything, from their comfortable environment, from their comfortable lifestyle, to win souls for the kingdom, to go in rural areas, to go in places, God, to win souls for your kingdom. Hallelujah, God. So that souls can be delivered. May you bless them, God. May you provide for them, God. May you open doors higher, call Shekiah, out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus. The harvest truly is plenteous, according to your word. And you said that the laborers are few. We speak a blessing of the lives of everyone that has made, God, of their mind that I'm going, no matter what I have to give up, no matter what I have to sacrifice, I'm going to die. If I die, I'm going to die in the army of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. It is time for us now, God, you're saying tonight, to make sacrifice for mission and outreach. It is no longer about us. It is no longer about our children. It is no longer about what we feel or how we think, God. You say it now. Now give up all to follow you, Lord. You will reward them according to their works that they do, God, who have given up everything to go in the highways and to follow you, God, and to compel men to come, Lord God. Thank you tonight for raising up those with a passion and a hunger, Lord, a desire, a burning zeal. Glory to the Kandi, a burning zeal, and the thirst, God, a thirst for the lost, a thirst, and a hunger for evangelism. We need a hunger, Lord. We need a thirst, oh God, for evangelism, for outreach, to reach the harvest for your kingdom. Oh God, we need to get above the seat of do nothing in the Bokushanda Bokusa. Jesus, oh glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, Father, for raising up a people in this last generation that would go and compel men to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said in Matthew chapter 28, 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spake. Jesus is speaking tonight. Jesus is speaking tonight. You say you came. He came to PNN, and he's speaking tonight, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, oh God, tonight, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God is commanding us. Jesus is speaking to the body of Christ tonight to get up and go out, get above the seed of complacency and relaxation. My God, Jesus, help me tonight. Oh, Mandoro Kosha. My God, many souls. Oh, God, need to be saved. Hallelujah, God. May the souls not only be saved and ministered to naturally, but we need to pray that they would be saved and baptized in the name of Jesus and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We bind and rebuke every demonic force that is assigned to stop salvation from taking place. Hallelujah, God. We come up against and neutralize every power that is assigned against the harvest, against world mission, against outreach ministries. We declare, God, that this is, hallelujah, the time for the greatest harvest, my God, to come forth in the name of Jesus. This is now the time that you're ready for the harvest to be plucked and picked. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so you're looking for available vessels in the name of Jesus. Father, this is the time you have chosen for us to go and win souls. Hallelujah, tonight for your kingdom. The time is late. The time is late, people. Later than we believe. Later than we can see. God is doing a quick work. God, do a quick work in the church, oh God. Give us a passion like Jesus had a passion in the Likor of Oshanda, like the prophets and the apostles of old. They had a passion, and so they gave up all to follow you. They laid down their lives for the kingdom of God. Many died some very gruesome deaths for the sake of the gospel. Even you, God, hallelujah, God, as you were tortured and you hung on that cross, you died a gruesome death. Oh, God, so that we can have eternal life. Now you asking us to die so that someone else can have. Oh, glory to God tonight. You asking us to die so someone can live. We need to die to the flesh and die to emotions and die to how we feel and die to how we think and go do what God says to in the name of Jesus Christ on this very night. You said in your word, hallelujah, it's time to reach the Lord. You said we have to be willing to lay down our lives, God. We declare that every mission trip or outreach ministry and every evangelism team that go out will not come back fruitless. That, my God, they will not come back without a praise report. There will be, God, oh God, fruit coming forth and fruit that will remain in the name of Jesus. You will not let us go out and come back empty-handed. We will come testifying about the men that God saved, that the, my God, that the miracles that take place, that the healings that take place, the dead shall be raised by the hand of those that you're training and sending out in this last hour in the name of Jesus Christ. You said that we must bear fruit that will remain. This is the time that the Rashanon of a host, that you are drawing the remnant. This is the time that you are telling us the gospel of salvation shall and must be preached in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 24 and 14, you said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. People, hear what God is saying tonight. God is saying this gospel. What gospel? The gospel of salvation needs to be preached. The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of salvation, of the burial, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel tonight is about the cross. Oh, glory to God. He said this gospel got to be preached for a witness, that men may know that Jesus died, that men may know that Jesus saved, the men that know my Koshanda, that they may know that there is hope in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight, equip us, oh God, anoint us, cleanse us, purify our hearts and minds, sanctify us and wash us, make us clean and ready to go where you send us. Help us, God, to stop finding and making excuses, too many excuses, too many I can't do this, and I can't go there, and I do this, and I that, and I. Oh God, help us to get rid of I and let us hear you, what God said, what God wants, what God expects, in the name of Jesus. Too many, God, are dying right before our eyes. Hallelujah, tonight. Give us the boldness of a lion to go after souls. Hallelujah, God. The lion of the tribe of Judah is living on the inside of us, and so we need the boldness of the lion tonight. We give you the praise tonight that there will be praise report, that souls was delivered in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, that the pews in the temple will be filled with souls. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. They're coming to worship you, Master. Even the Jewish nation, you have commanded us to go and reach the Jewish nation with the gospel of the kingdom, that they may know that Jesus Christ is Lord God Almighty. We declare tonight, we declare, God, the church will walk in agape love. You said with love shall we win them, God. With kindness we shall win them, God. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, you said the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness I have drawn thee. God is saying tonight, the church needs love and kindness. We need love and kindness. We need the little koshibi and the rosha. We know about Kunda. Help me tonight. We need to know how to treat people right after they come into the house of God. So many people complain that they was not treated right, that they did not feel the love. Hekoria Manshanda is not just a few. God expects everyone from the bishop down to the apostle, hallelujah, to show love in the name of Jesus. No one is exempt from showing love to the less fortunate, to the sick and the shut-in. My God, on tonight, he said, draw them with love and with kindness. I will be drawing them with love and kindness tonight. We need to examine ourselves, Jesus. God, I examine myself. I need to do better. Help me tonight, God, in the Moko Shanda, in the knee of Jesus. Oh, God, tonight. Lord, I feel you tonight. I feel your heart. I feel the burden for souls tonight, Jesus. Give us the wisdom so that mission work can be effective and changes be made in the lives of those we come in contact with. It has to be love. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. It is not just giving and reaching out to their need. We can give and we can be a part of a team that is reaching out, but if our hearts is not in it, then in the eyes of God, it is nothing. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you can do everything. Give your body to be burned. You can, my God, do it to be seen of men. Like the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were bragging and boasting and giving to be seen, but it wasn't from love. It wasn't from a pure heart. And so God is saying tonight, if it ain't from love, you might as well keep it, for there is no reward. If you just give it because you're tired of people bothering you, you're tired of, my God, seeing people struggling. If it's not love that you're giving it, don't bother yourself, because there is no reward. This is the time to draw near to God. Lord, help me tonight. It's going to take genuine agape love, so that when they come into the house of God, they would see, now they would not see another attitude. They see love on the street, but when they reach to the house, they see a completely different attitude. My God, on tonight, they would see and feel, my God, the same love that they were reached out with in the name of Jesus Christ on this very night. Hallelujah, Jesus. The churches and the pews are empty because there is a lack of agape, selfless love. I don't care if nobody says we don't love the way we should. We don't reach out the way we should. We don't give the way we should. We come to church and go home without finding out if somebody have a need. Hallelujah, tonight. It's just not reaching out in the world, but we are mission work right in the church. People among us are hurting. Ikando roko shata. Yes, God, I hear you tonight. Oh, help me tonight. I thank you tonight as we come together to give you praise, that the love of God would be embedded and God, my God, knit it in our hearts so we can be effective in the name of Jesus on the mission field, doing the work of the kingdom, outreach ministries. Oh, God, tonight, I declare a coming forth like never before as we evangelize this gospel. Let the love of God be felt like never before. People out there are hurting. Oh, glory to God. People are wounded, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they need to know that someone care. Hallelujah, God. The church is supposed to be the one to show that we care. The church should be the one to say, I've got your back. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pay your bills for you. I'm going to go shopping for you. I'm going to help you with your children. Outreach is not about traveling. It's right in the neighborhood. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are sick. My God, they are wounded. Out there, they are hurting. They need a doctor. They need a nurse that can help. Hallelujah, God. We need to remember, oh, tonight on this line, that the house of God is a hospital in the name of Jesus. He is the doctor. We are his servants. We are his hirelings. We are his workers. He gave us the solution to fix any issue, to fix any sickness. He gave us the power to heal, oh God, the sick. We're supposed to be doing miracles of healings and deliverance of any disease, but we run to the doctor. We don't persevere in prayer. We run to the doctor, and God is tonight. One of these days, the doctor's going to shut down. Medication going to shut down. What we going to do then? We've got to exercise the authority of healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, do we believe the report of the Lord? God asked the question, whose report do you believe? Do you believe that God still can raise the dead? Do you believe that he still can heal sugar diabetes and high blood pressure? Do you believe that he can heal a stroke? Do you believe that he can raise the dead? He made us God. We are available. We can do greater works. He said, greater works we shall do. If it wasn't possible, then God would not put it in his word. My God, on tonight, people are having problems. Hallelujah, God. And people are looking, hallelujah, to somebody. We're supposed to be the ones that are the light, that are shining in dark places. We're supposed to be the light of the world, a city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth that would change the taste of the world, that bring taste to the world. But what are we doing, Jesus? Lord God, deliver us. We need deliverance. Hallelujah, Jesus. The churches are empty. The pews are empty. No signs, no wonder. In the name of Jesus, his word is a medicine. Oh God, the Mosheke. Oh God, the temple is a hospital. And his word is the medicine. His word is the balm in Gilead. His word is a healing fountain. God expect us to use the word to bring healing and deliverance. I don't care how deadly it is. If we would trust God and have faith in this word and stop depending on doctors and medication so much, hallelujah, hallelujah, you will see. We will see the hand of God move supernaturally. He said, they, my God, they that are sick need a doctor. They that are whole does not need a doctor. Can we see how sick people are? Can we see how people are dying? Can't we see they're going to the doctors but still dying? They're taking medication but still dying. What is God saying? Use your gift. Use the power that I give you. Use the authority that I give the church. In the name of Jesus. All kinds of issues people are having, not only in the world, but it's right in the church, right under our noses. This is the harvest, not just out there, but it's also in the house of God. People are mentally sick, emotionally sick, psychologically sick, physically sick. Hallelujah, God. But most of all, the biggest sickness that I see, the biggest issue that I see is they are spiritually sick. Hallelujah, tonight. And so God is depending on us to go and heal and set people free. This is what the church is all about. This is what outreach and mission work is all about. It's not just feeding and clothing. It's in every area, in the name of Jesus. In the book, hallelujah, of Mark chapter 16, 15 to 19, he said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized, he shall be saved. And verse 17 says, and these signs shall follow them. I've got to read this again, because God is speaking to us. In my name they shall cast out devils and speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents and drink deadly poison, and it shall not kill them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And God is saying they shall. Not maybe, not I think so. He is saying they shall. He said they shall lay hands on, I don't care what the sickness is, tonight God say they shall recover. Hallelujah, we know tonight, glory to God, about the miracles and healing Jesus did. We see his work. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We see what he was doing. Are we doing the work that he is doing? He said greater works. Are we doing the greater works? Hallelujah. Are we making a difference in our community? Are we making a difference in our country, in our neighborhood, in our nation, in our schools, in our governments? Whose lives are we changing because of the work that we do? Hallelujah. Today, God help me. As we go, they will know his people because he is doing something new. They will know who we are because God is pouring a God anointing on this last generation that is coming forth with fire, the fire of God that carries the anointing and the glory of God, that they will know them in this last hour, a generation that is coming forth to bring changes. The latter glory, hallelujah, on tonight will fall upon those who have a hunger and a thirst for the lost souls, that have a hunger and a thirst for outreach and for mission work. God is going to anoint them and saturate them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet because of their desire to reach out, because of their desire for the harvest in the name of Jesus. God is going to pour himself into them that they will have a burning desire and a zeal for change to take place. They are coming forth with boldness and passion. They're coming forth to win souls, to do outreach. Glory to God tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you for doing a new thing in the lives of those, God, that you have chosen for outreach. Glory to God. Those who make themselves available to go in the highways and the byways to compel men to come. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight. In the name of Shekhod of Ahosa. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for bringing the remnant forth that has a hunger and a thirst for you. In the Bokoshanda. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. We praise you tonight. Incredible, somebody talk to yourself tonight. Tell the Lord, I'm ready. Say, God, I'm ready. Ha, here am I, oh God, send me. Here am I, oh God, use me. In the name of Jesus, use me to be a vessel. Use me to make a difference on tonight. Use me to win a soul for you. In the name of Jesus, he is depending on us. He is looking on us. In the I am my God, in the name of Jesus, in the book of Acts, oh God, Paul and the apostles, they did many traveling. They didn't wait on a limousine. They didn't wait on a car. They didn't wait on a bus. They traveled by feet for, oh my God, 7 days sometime, hundreds of miles, just to go and get the harvest, just to go and do mission work. Hey, my God, sometime they went by boat. Hallelujah, Jesus. What are we waiting on? The neighbor next door needs to know about Jesus. We go to the mall. We go to Walmart. We go down the road. Are we witnessing? Are we sharing the love of God? Paul was in many shipwrecks and in prison for carrying the gospel. He didn't give up. He continued to pursue his mission field. Glory to God on tonight. His love and passion was for souls. His love and passion was for the churches to be built and to be established. His passion was for ministries to come forth. His passion was for lives to be changed. Hallelujah, God. They showed love to those who joined the church. If you read it, we read it tonight in the book, hallelujah, God said, as souls was added to the church, they showed them love. They met every need. They had no lack. They take care of the widows and the fatherless, the orphans, the strangers, the poor, and the needy. They had no lack, and they had the gospel preached to them. These people not only had their needs met, but the Bible said they had the gospel preached to them. And so when they go to reach out, it's not just giving them food and leaving. It's just not praying and leaving. God said they need the gospel to be preached to them. Hallelujah, God. I thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, God. Outreach is not just reaching far places. Glory to God. It's also about those right under our nose that we overlook, hallelujah, because we are familiar with them. So we don't take the time to check to see if there is a need. So they get discouraged because they don't feel no love from the church. Hallelujah. I've been there before where I was discouraged because I didn't feel no love. And I left the church. And I say, the hell with God and these people, because they don't love nobody. It's all about love. I went back in the world, backside for 3 years, because I didn't see nobody care. I didn't see no love. We better wake up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then people condemn those people who leave. We would condemn them and point fingers and say how they leave the house of God, but we don't take the time to find out why did they leave. What is the problem? Hashanda to God on tonight. This is the time and season to show real love, people of God. Hallelujah, God. They will know that we are Christians by the love that we show in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Not by the words that we speak, not by the love that we pretend to show. Hallelujah, God, but real love, those who are doing outreach and world mission, the love of God needs to be radiating from the church in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. This is the time for the harvest to come forth. It is going to take more than giving things. It is going to take the love of God, people of God. And God keeps speaking to me. It's going to take my love to draw the harvest that is ready to come into the sheepfold. We give you thanks and praise tonight for lifting up a standard over us tonight against the plan of the devil. Thank you, Lord, for taking a stand on behalf of the church tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking a stand against every assignment, plot, plan. Hallelujah, God, that the enemy has risen up against world mission and harvest tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are fighting for us, oh God. You are fighting for us, oh God. You're fighting for the church. You're fighting against the plot and the plans of the enemy right now that is fighting against souls that are coming into the churches in the name of Jesus. You said the enemy comes in one way and he's going to flee in seven different ways in the name of Jesus. They will fall at our right hand. We declare that they are falling right now. We tear down and destroy everything that is sent against us in the ministry, hallelujah, that is reaching out and souls are being delivered. That you will find, people of God, that the enemy will fight you, hallelujah, God, to not go out and win souls. But this is the time God is saying, God, rise up above it. Rise up, people of God. The harvest is plenteous. Souls are dying. Men are dying and losing their souls and ending up into a lake of fire. It is time to get up. It is time to reach out. Jesus, tonight, release your power to scatter and destroy every demonic assignment against this prayer that is going up tonight. Scatter them in seven different directions. Let them fall tonight at our right side according to your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will see the reward of the wicked as we pray tonight. I declare as we pray, hallelujah, standing in agreement, walls are crumbling. Jericho wall is coming down. Chains are breaking up of the sons and daughters of the Most High God tonight that are out there and have, my God, want to go out. Chains are breaking that is holding us down from moving out in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as I'm praying, if you on this line know of somebody that is backslidden, if you know of somebody that needs to be saved, you better call their name tonight. You better put them on this altar tonight. And what's God move? What's God bring them back? What's God bring them back? He said, I'm married to the backsliders. Come back home, backsliders. Come back home, wayward children. Come home, sinner man. Why do you wait, dear brother? Why do you tarry so long? Jesus is waiting with his arms wide open. Come home. He's saying, come home. The time is short. Someone, my God, you a man dead of a host, have been praying for to get saved. I believe tonight God is going to do it. This is the night to call their name. I heard the Lord say, call their name. Call them. Hashekeh. God is God of a host. God cannot lie. He will not ask us to stand in agreement and pray for something that he will not do. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is a time to go and reap the harvest. I hear the Lord say, it is my time to move. It is my time to use you. It is my time to push you, to catapult you out of, oh God, out of your position into another direction. It is my time to shine through your life. It is my time to be used. Hallelujah, to use you in a mighty way. We declare that God is moving right now to confuse and frustrate all the plans and plots that is sent against his people tonight to hinder us from doing the work that we should be doing, going out to win souls for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus with force. We release the blood with power. We release the blood with authority and strength against the enemy that has placed the stumbling blocks and hindering spirits before your people. We declare tonight the blood of Jesus against every spirit of procrastination and slothfulness that is preventing your people from going out to do your work. We declare the blood of Jesus against every lazy spirit that is hindering your people from winning souls. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. When you was in the earth, you said you must be about your Father's business. Hallelujah on tonight. And you let nothing stop you or slow you down from doing the Father's business. You stayed focused on your assignment, Jesus, when you were in the earth. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of opposition, even though your life was threatened, you continue to stay focused on your assignment. You stayed focused on the souls that needed to be delivered. Help us, oh God, to have that same mindset in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, give us, your people, the church, that same mindset. Help us to understand and realize the reason why we are in the kingdom. We were chosen to be a part of the church. Hallelujah. Give us a zeal, my God, in the name of Jesus, and a burning desire. Glory on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And a passion. Oh, glory to God tonight. And a desire like you did for reaching out to the Lord. Give us that passion to reach a broken hearted. Hallelujah, God. To set the captive free. Hallelujah, mighty God. To see the devil koshat. Help me tonight to see and hear naturally and spiritually, so that we can reach souls around the world, in every nation and every city and every state, in our neighborhood. Help us, God. Give us a passion and a zeal and the burning desire to see the captive, God, that I owe God, that are in the hands of Satan, to be set free, to seek my God. Give us a passion to see the hungry be fed and to give water to the thirsty, to open the eyes of the blind, to see the deaf hear and the mute speak. A lot of people are spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically sick, messed right up. Give us, oh God, the church, a passion and a zeal and a burning desire to see the dead raised. You said we would do greater works. We would be able to do more than you did, because you had to go back to the Father. You only had 3 years, but you impacted the whole world in the 3 short years. We are no different from you. You are human just like us. We knew, hallelujah, God. You knew, God, what your purpose was. You knew what your purpose was in the earth. My God, tonight, Jesus, you stayed focused on your assignment. So many of us in this hour is so distracted, hallelujah, on tonight, and have so much excuses. We forget that God is depending on us to do his work. He said they cannot hear without a preacher, and the preacher cannot go unless he's sent. You may not be called to preach like a preacher. You may not be called to prophesy, but there is some kind of gift and talent that God has blessed you with that he expects you to use tonight to go out there and win souls for the kingdom. What are you doing with the gift that he has given you to win souls? thank you tonight, whose lives are we changing tonight, people of God? Can people look at us and desire to be in the church? Can people look at the church and say, I want to be among you? Can people look at the church? Can when the harvest come in, may they be, my God, be happy to be a part of the church? See, we could win the harvest, but where are we going to send them? Where are we going to go, Moshata? Where are they going to go to? We've got to understand. We preached, we talked about, and we prayed for the church on last night. And so God is saying the church needs to be cleaned up because the harvest is coming, and they cannot come in a corrupt, my God, environment, a messed up environment, a dilapidated state of the church. They can't come in like that. And so we got to get it right. We've got to get it together because God is depending on us. Mission is not only about traveling for revivals and conferences. Glory to God tonight. Mission is not just about reaching the lives that are right under our noses and our next door neighbors down the road. We got to reach them. That's mission work. The one right in the front of our house, the one across the street, the ones that we meet in the mall, in the food store, at the doctor's office, on your job, on the plane, sitting in the airport, riding a bus, on the train, in the schools, going out for dinner. We must remember, hallelujah, that we are always on an assignment, which means we have to be sensitive to the voice of Almighty God. That is why he said we have to be willing to forsake all to follow him. Our celestial intercessor is an example of leaving all. Our God, Apostle S.D. James, he left all to follow Jesus. He write a song, this time I give up all to follow Jesus. What are we willing to give up to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the rich young ruler. He was a man, a ruler. He was rich, and God, he wanted to be saved. He was in the church, but he was not saved. He had everything, but he was not saved. He asked Jesus, what must I do to be saved? Jesus said, sell all that you have and then come and follow me. He became very sad because he didn't want to give up his possession. He didn't want to lose the worldly things to follow Jesus. And God said tonight, he's going to have to ask us sometime to give up something. We're going to have to let go some things to do what God asks us to do. Are we willing to give up something to do what God asks us to do? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We just prayed about the poor and the needy the other night. God is talking to us tonight, people of God. Are we listening? Are we feeling the heart of God saying it's time to focus on mission field? It is time to do his will. Souls are crying and men are dying. Will we give up whatever it is that is holding us back, glory to God, Kashanda, from reaching out tonight? Are we willing to walk away from family and friends, hallelujah, on tonight that has us distracted in the name of Jesus? Are we willing to walk away from that relationship or that job or that business if God asks us to give it up? If he asks us to make a choice, will we choose to give it up, which is more important to us on tonight? Because we're in a time that God will ask us to give up something. Can we feel the heart of God in this hour? Don't we see the need to stop being comfortable just to go to service and living just for us while people around us are dying and going to the lake of fire? Hallelujah, on tonight. When we heard this, hallelujah, God, when the young man heard Jesus said, you have to give up everything, he became sad because his money, he has to give up, and you are fine. Many people in the body of Christ, they are rich and they would not give up their wealth and their money for the kingdom of God. But we, my God, got to remember, the Lord is the one who given power to get wealth, and promotion comes from Jesus. He give it to you and he can take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He told the young man, it is easier for the camel to go to the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, God. Many in the body of Christ are just like this. God is asking us to give up something we work hard for to accomplish his desire, to give up everything that we have that means so much to us, because we remember it is so hard for us to give up so many things because we go down memory lane and think about how hard we had to work to accomplish it, how hard we have to work to get what we have. And so we will think twice about giving up something that God blessed us with in the first place. Hallelujah. God, the same God who blessed you, is asking us to walk away. He just might do it. We don't know if he will do it, but he just might do it. But we got to remember, he is the one that can meet your need, and he will give you more than you ask for. He will give you more than you lose. If you give it up for the kingdom of God, God is looking for available vessels that will walk away and give it up. God is looking for somebody. He did not say preach to the same people. Some of us preach to the same people over and over again. He gave a command to go into all the world to reach every creature upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And no one is exempt from doing this. Oh, God, tonight, some people feel because they have a title and a position, they cannot go out, and they send other people. But this command is for everybody. Our apostle traveled all over the world, and he was an apostle. Who are we not to go? Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. This is the time of the harvest, which is ready and ripe. Hallelujah. This is a time to reach out, that people are hurting, looking for solutions. This is a time of, oh God, help me tonight. This is a time, people of God. This is a time people are looking for answers for their bakoshanda, for their problems. They're looking for a way out. Oh God, people are hurting. Where is the church? Where is your people? Tonight, Jesus, where are we, Lord? What are we doing? Hallelujah. Oh, God, the harvest. Oh, God is ready. The same God that blessed us is saying, give it all up to someone to be saved. Go and travel on mission field for the glory of God to be released, to win souls. He's saying the harvest is plenteous. He said, but I have a few laborers. We look around us, only a few people can testify and say they've been here, there, and everywhere. I'm asking you, that God is saying, hallelujah, God, are you willing to give up your family, your job, your business? Are you willing to give up that child? Are you willing to give up so that you can win souls? Hallelujah, tonight. He's asking us a question. What will we do, people of God? He's asking you, what will you do? Today, many that has riches and wealth and a good lifestyle, they got to think twice before they go out and leave everything. We need to realize when we leave everything to follow Jesus, we are losing nothing. Jesus, hallelujah, gave us everything. He gave us what truly matters in our lives. He gave us what our hearts truly desire and yearn for. Hallelujah on tonight. And so if we leave everything to receive all that we need from Jesus, he will restore it. He will replenish it. We will be filled and overflow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will receive more than we ask for. God will blow our minds if we be willing and obedient. God wants us to bring, God wants to bring us, people of God, tonight into the overflow so that we can do more for his kingdom. But I go shatter. God is saying there's more we need to do to win the lost. There is more that we need to do to reach the harvest. I don't know about you, but God is speaking to me tonight. This is the hour that God is looking for. Available vessels for mission work. Available vessels for outreach. The time has passed for sitting down and warming up the pew. The time has passed. Hallelujah, God. Tonight the time has passed for just going to church and hearing a good message, getting a prophetic word, going to Bible study, midweek services, weekly prayer, meetings, conferences, and revivals, and the pews and the church. It's still empty. Glory to God tonight. We preach to each other all the time. We come together as a church member to fellowship. We go to different functions and events all the time. But how many many of us. Bring someone with us that needs salvation. How many of us, when we leave services, go about our daily lifestyle, take time out to witness and pray for someone. My God, on tonight, when Jesus called his disciples, they left everything to follow him. He said, hallelujah, Jesus, if I will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah, Jesus, if you lose your life for the kingdom of God, you will find your life again. How many of us are willing to lay down our lives? How many of us are willing to walk away? He told them if they wanted to be a part of his kingdom, the first thing they needed to do, my God, was to follow him. Hallelujah, Jesus, to give it all up, to take up their cross. Father God, help us as the church to understand that it is time to stop thinking about us. Hallelujah, Jesus, let us love you and your kingdom more than ourselves so that we can go and win souls. The harvest is so, oh God, ready. There are billions that are not saved. The church has become lazy and relaxed with no zeal or determination to reach the Lord. There is only but a few that have made up their minds to give it all up, to go on the mission field. You told your disciples, whosoever loses life for your sake shall find it, God. Father, we realize we need deliverance. We need the mind of Jesus. You told us to wear everything like a loose garment. These are the times when people are holding on to possessions and families. They're holding on to their jobs, their children. They're holding it so close to their heart that they make excuses not to go to, oh God, to souls. Bring us to the place in you to know if we give up everything for the kingdom, you will replace it with double, God, for all of our trouble. Sacrificing for your kingdom, you will open doors that we can never imagine. Help us to submit to your word. No one can repay us like you. No one can reward us like you can. Hallelujah, Jesus. People of God tonight, God is speaking. God is looking. Hallelujah. I feel this in my bones. He's looking for a man that will do it with all their heart. He's looking for a soul that is willing, Jesus. Oh, God, what shall we give in exchange for our souls? Hallelujah. We can't give nothing. Oh, God, help us to examine ourselves tonight according to this word and this prayer tonight. Let us see where we're pleasing you. Let us see where we fit in. Open our spiritual and natural eyes and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let us feel your heart for the lost souls, for all mission. Let us feel, God, you a burden for people that are lost in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, tonight help me as I come to a close with this prayer. Help us to reach out in this last hour. People are dying without you. People are losing their minds because they can't find the right persons to talk to. They're committing suicide. We have the power to do everything you did when you were here, but yet people die around us every day. They go to the doctor. They're on medication, but I still see people dying right before us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to rise up above fear, doubt, and unbelief. So many have moshata. So many have weak faith. Faith in the body of Christ, strengthen the faith of the ones that are weak. Oh my God, tonight, hallelujah, tonight, our God, Jesus, help us to be strong. Help the weak to say that I'm strong, and let the poor say that I'm rich tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to Bahisha. Glory to Makisha Todoma. God is going to take faith to go out. People of God, it's going to take faith to go out there and win souls in the midst of persecution, in the midst of being threatened. People of God, go out, but it's going to take faith to bring God souls to the kingdom. Bring us to a place where our souls and our lives and our safety is less important because other souls need to be saved in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you will protect us and you will keep us safe. Oh, God, if we make a sacrifice. position where we can be selfless and more focused on the wounded souls, on the hurting souls, on the lost souls. You said in your word that we have to be willing to give it all up. Hey, God, help us tonight. Hey, God, oh, God, many have been in the church for 2 years, 5 years, and 10 years, but still not doing anything, God. Some grow up in ministry, but not doing anything. We need to move, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us ask ourselves a question tonight, people of God. How many souls have we changed because of being saved? How many in the neighborhoods we have reached? Hallelujah, God. How many of us have healed the sick and cleansed the leper? This leprosy, hallelujah. This pandemic is like leprosy, but Jesus was not afraid of leprosy. God said we are protected. We need to stop being in fear and go, my God, in the name of Jesus. You gave us Shandor Mahosa. We have the power and the ability, God, to do anything but fail. Oh, God, tonight is a night of deliverance, a night of transformation. God, give us a passion to see the sick heal, a passion to see lives change, a passion to see drug dealers and drug addicts saved, alcoholic and prostitutes and murderers saved. Give us a passion to see homosexual, lesbians, alcoholics, God saved. Give us a passion, oh God, to see the atheists saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give us a passion for the kingdom, to build your kingdom. This is the time to go and compel men to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give us the attitude that no matter what opposition, trials, or testing we face, oh God, we may face, we will go out and endure hardness as a good soldier. Oh God, help us to endure to the end so that we can be saved. In the name of Jesus, tonight, Father God, you came to remind us tonight that the world is in need of missionaries. The world is in need of evangelists and evangelism. The harvest is ripe and ready, oh God. The world is in need of us tonight, people of God. Tonight we come before you for our minds, God. We knew our minds. We need strength. We need to be focused on the assignment. Hallelujah, God, that is set before us. You said the harvest is waiting on us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. People of God, are we ready? Are we ready? We release the fire of God from heaven right now against every evil curse sent against the church to stop us from moving forward. No weapon. Tonight, help me. Somebody praise the Lord. For God is moving now. The captive is being set free. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hey, Koshamna Bahaya. This is the time. Oh, God got our back. God is covering us in this hour. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody. Oh, praise God tonight. For God is going to do it. Hallelujah. We can't do it on our own. Hey, Koshamna Bahaya. In the name of Oshikadet. They can't say. Yes, oh God. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. He said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Master Jesus, Manoria Saya, help us to give them all. Ay, Roboshata. Help us to run, God. The souls of Ekea. Help us, Kodia Shetiri. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm done, evangelist. Oh, Jesus. Oh, deliver us, God, so that we can win souls. Deliver us, Jesus, to bring the harvest in. Deliver us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I travail for the church tonight. I cry out, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. And yes, to your way. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, I'll go. If you need somebody, I will go. Oh, Jesus. I will not go. Jesus. Oh God, who will go for you, Lord? Who will reach out for you? Who will make the sacrifice for you, Lord? I'll go, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, have your way, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People, tonight, hallelujah, tonight, as we come to the close of this session, we want to thank God on tonight for what he has said and what has taken place on this line. I pray tonight that the prayer that has gone forth has not fallen on deaf ears. I pray tonight that the prayers that have gone forth has reached into your hearing, because I know that it reached the throne room of God. And the heart of God is speaking, and God is looking for available vessels. God is speaking to us, and he's speaking very loudly. And so God is looking for you, you and you and me. I don't know about you, but I feel a burden. I feel a burden for souls. I feel a burden in my heart because so many out there are dying without God. When God sent me to the United States, I have children I haven't seen in 9 years, mother, brothers and siblings, grandchildren I haven't seen in over 9 years, because God sent me here. And I walked away from my home not knowing this place, not knowing what's going to happen. I came with $25, didn't know where I was going to live, where I was going to do, eat or nothing, but God sent me. And God opened the door. And 9 years later, I'm still here living by faith on the grace of God, because I've decided to give up all to follow Jesus. And some people might say, I don't think God is saying that. I don't think God, if he says it in his word, is exactly what he means. And there are some people that he's going to literally use to walk away. And I'm quite sure many of you on this line may have the same testimony, that you gave up all to follow Jesus. Let us not take these kinds of prayer or these nights of prayer in vain, but let us remember that God is saying tonight that I'm waiting on someone to go out and bring in the souls from a world of sin, win them from death and destruction. And so, God, we thank you tonight for everyone that is gathered tonight, God, that you would bless the heirs of the herald, that you would bless them, and God, that you would give them a heart to reach out, that you would give us a heart for evangelism, for harvest, that you, God, would change our lives in the way we think, that you, Father, would cause us to realize that there's an urgency in this last hour for souls. There's an urgency to reach out. We can no longer, God, sit down because you're speaking and you're depending on us. The only way people can be saved and reached is through us. It's through the way we live. It's through us reaching out. And so give us that passion and that zeal and desire to reach out. Bless everyone, God, connected to this line, and may they go in peace. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Cover their homes, their car, everything they touch. Cover it with the blood and bless them over and abundantly in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Until tomorrow night, when we should meet again on the PNN, we'll see you tomorrow night. Evangelist Bradley had to be excused. And so the scriptures are not given tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, you'll be blessed. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.